From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi military leaders say their security forces began an operation today to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State extremists, storming the stronghold from various points. Fallujah has been held by IS longer than any other city in Iraq, and the fighters believed to be deeply entrenched. James Jeffrey is a former U.S. ambassador to Iraq and now with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Fallujah is a tough nut to crack. There's still somewhere between 30 and 50,000 residents of the city in there. They've been traditionally more pro-Al-Qaeda than anybody else in Iraq. Secondly, the very presence of civilians, and there are already complaints about the UN and about, you know, Médecins Sans Frontières, I believe, and others about the dangers of using mass firepower. So those are going to be problems. The question is whether they will fight to the bitter end in Fallujah, as they did in Ramadi.
Meanwhile, the IS-held city of Mosul to the north is under pressure from thousands of U.S.-backed Kurdish Peshmerga fighters from the east trying to retake a key road linking Erbil to Mosul. In northeastern Nigeria, at least five people, including a soldier, were killed when an explosive device went off. Meantime, President Muhammadu Buhari has reached out to Niger Delta leaders in an effort to quell a surge of pipeline explosions.
I believe the way forward is to take a sustainable approach to address the issues that affect the Niger Delta communities.
Mr. Buhari says that includes a controversial amnesty program, plus payments to former militants and offers of retraining. This is VOA News. UN and humanitarian agencies are saying hundreds of migrants are feared drown in at least three shipwrecks in the Mediterranean as people from Africa try to reach Europe aboard vessels operated by smugglers from Libya. The Italian Navy took dozens of bodies and many survivors to Italian ports, but was unable to rescue hundreds of them. William Spindler is with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
The Italian Navy has been doing a fantastic job. They have rescued about 14,000 people so far this week. But unfortunately, there have been a number of incidents where people have lost their lives. And in three separate shipwrecks, we estimate that 700 people might have died or are still missing.
Italian Coast Guard says on Friday alone, more than 1,900 migrants were rescued from boats in the Mediterranean. The chief peace negotiator for Syria's mainstream opposition says he's quitting his post over the failure of the UN-backed peace efforts to find a political solution to the country's long-running civil war. Mohamed Alouche linked his decision to ongoing military violence from government forces seeking, with Russian help, to preserve the embattled presidency of Bashar al-Assad. 2 weeks of peace talks in Geneva, where UN envoys met separately with envoys from the Assad government and the opposition groups, ended in April without a deal as new fighting flared near the Syrian border. A photograph apparently shows a Japanese journalist who has been missing in Syria for nearly a year. It's been posted now on the internet. Jumpy Yasuda is believed to have been captured by the Al-Qaeda affiliate Nusra Front after he crossed into Syria from Turkey last June. Japan's foreign ministry is analyzing the photo, but says the man shown in the image is likely Yasuda. 2 days of fighting between Yemeni government forces and Houthi rebels has killed nearly 50. Iranian-backed rebels attacked between central Marib and Shabwa provinces, but were beaten back by loyalist soldiers. A ceasefire between Yemeni forces and the rebels has largely held despite occasional flare-ups of fighting. The French and German leaders took part in solemn ceremonies in the forest of eastern France to remember the Battle of Verdun, a 10-month battle of World War I that began 100 years ago.
Die gesamte Landschaft ist nach wie vor von den Kämpfen gezeichnet.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the landscape looks now very much like it appeared just before the battle. Some 300 days of fighting at Verdun claimed the lives of more than 300,000 troops, both French and German.
That's the latest world news from VOA.